Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. I am your host, Andy Clark. This is a part of our sleep and stress series where we are diving into how IFS and how parts in IFS play a role in your sleep and stress. If you are just tuning in to this episode, you're definitely going to want to start at episode 45. So going through episode 45 up until now, they're just really short pieces in order to catch you up onto what we're talking about today, or you may be a little lost. So what we're diving into today are exiles. Now, we have covered about different protectors, where we have managers and we have firefighters, and these are protecting us based on in our life. When our nervous system, something has happened that really sent our nervous system into a heightened state of stress, then quite often a protector will come because of that. Now, it can be due to so many different things. It can be traumas. It can be small things, as I spoke of, where I even said something where I had a struggle in grade five, I believe it was, where I really could not spell a word and it had a silent letter in it and I was stuck. And the teacher just kept sending me back and back to my desk. I had tears and I thought I was just so stupid that I could not get this word. It was the first time I'd not been able to spell a word. And so it was just that produced a trauma in me that had this protector coming into place. It can be other things as well. I was actually just reading a book today on addictions and IFS in how you may have been somebody who was alone a lot as a child. And being alone all the time, it could be a situation where you have a single parent, you're in a single parent household and they have to work long hours. It could be where they worked a lot of 12-hour shifts for those that are in the front lines. So nurses, fire, EMS, paramedics, anybody that is in the front lines. You may have a parent who works evenings, so they might be home while you're at school, but not in the evenings. And having to be home alone at certain ages for long periods of time and tending to yourself can induce certain protectors that come up in you or certain feelings that come up. And those feelings can go really deep within you. And when we have something in our psyche, a part in our psyche that holds a really painful emotion, a memory, a belief that we're maybe not ready or willing to face, then that is where what comes in is called an exile. And the protectors, the managers, the firefighters we've been speaking about, are always protecting this exile. So it's that next deep layer. And that's where that situation with that teacher in grade five came up about. And that's one of the memories I have. But when we dive in, the actual painful emotion, the memory, or the belief that I wasn't smart enough actually came earlier in my life. And so the protectors kick in when they are trying to protect these emotions. And anytime those situations come up in your life, then they may rear their head because they're actually protecting what they call as this exile. And quite often, when you know when you're working in IFS, when you've dealt with an exile, is they are young, very young. They could be infants. They could be two. Between the coaching program I was just working in, the course I was just working in was actually all on protectors. And one thing you can tell if it's a protector versus an exile too is the exiles are usually 6, 7 years or younger. And so if you're dealing with something that is older, a trauma that happens older, Quite often, they're still protecting a feeling, a painful feeling, a painful emotion, a memory, or something, or a belief that happened. I have heard of exiles where a premature baby was in the hospital, and the parents aren't allowed to be by that child's side 24/7, but that child, even as an infant, like a baby just born, has these memories of being so uncalled abandoned. You may have had a parent who had postpartum depression, or even situations where the parent had to go back to work quickly. I know in Canada we have a year mat leave, but in the States it's 3 months. And so after 3 months, at least I believe it is 3 months, that's what I've heard, is that you have to go back to work. And if somebody is in times, that could be an attachment issue with a child where all of a sudden that person that was with them for the first 3 months is gone. And so these can come up just from situations like that that we don't at all deem as traumatic. They're things that have to happen in life, or that do happen in life. And they can also come from traumas, from having words said to you, the way that you were spoken to or spoken at or treated or ignored, or parents who maybe are very stressed over finances or dealing with their own struggles from their own lives. As a child, if we're not getting our needs met, then these things do become painful in us. It could be too that we have a sibling that is sick, and our parents, all of their focus and time and energy is going into that. And as a child, you feel abandoned. These are always through the lens of a child. So they always have, or an infant, the emotional and intellectual intelligence of that. I may have spoken as well about how, with siblings, there are times where one sibling gets to that age of puberty where they start going out and hanging out with their friends more, and the other sibling is too young and left at home. They feel abandoned, even though that's not what's technically happening. And as we're adults, we know that this isn't what's happened from our emotional, intellectual, intelligence stage that we're at now. But as a child, that's how we view things. So with an exile, when we're thinking of part of our psyche that holds a painful emotion, a memory, a painful memory, a painful belief that they're not ready or willing to face, then that is often from the views of a child, that once we go in and we start learning about them, we learn and we can give that child tools that and the insight that you have now to understand. You can go in and rewrite the story. So if there is a situation where there is a parent or parents that are maybe not giving you attention and having you feel abandoned, or a parent that is verbally saying things or physically saying things, you can go in and do a rewrite as of now. I know I went in and did a rewrite with one of my exiles where I went in and me as myself now had the strength and resilience. I first worked with this exile and I helped to parent them, helped to give them love, helped to give them what they needed, and helped to feel that strength in them inside. And we think of this as a neural pathway in your brain. It's your nerve that's remembering things. And it's how it remembers things. So we can rewrite that neural pathway, rewire it. There's actually science literature behind this. It's not like a woohoo thing. There is literally science behind this. And so the exile with me, I know I went in and I nurtured a while. I first worked with the protectors for a while, got to know these protectors, got to help these protectors until they would even allow me to go in and speak with this exile, the one that was, had this painful emotion, painful memories and beliefs. And I was able to go in and comfort that exile, help them. Now, if this exile is somebody who has not ever been given attention, who has not been nurtured or given love or not had anybody that they could trust. It takes time and patience to build that up with somebody, with them. But once you do, then you can do a rewrite of that scene. And the rewrite is not where you can necessarily change the horrible things that happen. Sometimes you can stop it. If you're the older person, you can stand up for that child if somebody is attacking, or somebody is if somebody is attacking you, if somebody is going in and verbally, you can tell them to stop and that that is enough. And you can stand up for that child. You can tell them, you can show them glimpses of the future and how this is going to affect this child, and kind of give this rewrite and stand up for that child. And then if you would, if that child would like, they can be taken out of that scene. And that creates this whole neural pathway. So with that scene that I have, the individuals that I was speaking with are now there alone, and that little girl is not there anymore. And it's fascinating because I changed that neural pathway. I changed that memory in me in order to not have that deep emotional pain. And I didn't have those memories are different now. When I go in, the individuals in there are kind of looking at themselves like, whoa, what's going on, and feeling a little bit of remorse. So it's fascinating how it changed those neural pathways. There literally is science research on this, on how you go in and change these pathways, and then you can help these parts. Now, one thing that I haven't said about any of these parts is if you are doing parts work with anybody, when you do a session, you're working on these parts. You're working on these protectors. You're working on these firefighters. And then eventually, if you get to an exile, you're working on them. After that session, it is important on a daily basis for a while to continue to check in with that protector. If not, what happens, I see clients too, is on the next session, if they have not checked in with those protectors and given them what they needed and they didn't get during that time in the past, the love, the caring, the nurturing, the support, whatever it is that they need from you. And these are like quick check-ins, absolutely quick check-ins. On a daily basis or on a regular basis, then that the protectors start coming in again and the exile starts feeling those feelings again. So it's is like a relationship where you do have to nurture it for a while. Now, as I said as well, this can be, or I may not have said this, but these can be held in different parts of your body. So this is where we get, which I did not understand about somatic feelings in your body. And that is where certain pains, emotions, and stuff can be held in different parts of your body. My background is actually massage therapy. Like 30 years ago, I was doing massage therapy. And I do recall when I was doing it that they did tell us that sometimes when you have somebody on the table, they will tell you, they will divert you from certain parts. I know, like I had a client did not want their low back massaged at all. And some people too, if they do build up that trust with you or you're working on something, you may release emotions from them that you may have somebody crying on your table, starting to get agitated or upset. That is quite often where you have emotions that are kind of stuck in certain parts of your body. So for me, I have learned that one of my exiles, that my big exile has been in my gut. And through working on that, it has been fascinating that my gut issues have been easing up. And a lot of the other tools that I had been using to heal my gut and help my gut are now working. They were not working before when I had that exile in there with those emotions that were deeply buried in my gut. It's interesting because anytime if you, when you're feeling an emotion, when you're feeling the hurt or the pain, or there's agitation or anxiety or depression or anger or any of these, or you shut down, sometimes you can feel it in your body. For me, always, always it is in my stomach, in my gut, like right below, right where my ribs end and deep under there, like under my diaphragm. That's where I always feel it. I feel like I have this huge knot in there. And after working with this exile, that knot is gone. Now I still do have some tension in there, And I'm finding that as I'm working with more protectors and as I'm diving deeper into this, I am finding that that is easing up as well. So this is where some people have it in their low back. Some people have shoulder and neck pain. I used to have the most shoulder and neck pain that I used to go to chiropractors and massage therapists and physio and trying everything in order to get rid of that pain, and nothing worked until I started working on some of my crap, some of my stuff that I have been carrying with me through my life, my stressors. And that is what is so fascinating, is that we do carry these emotions deep in us. And that is where exiles are quite often housing themselves, those feelings, those thoughts in our body. And once we start diving into these exiles and we help them and give them the nurture, sometimes do a reframe of that situation that they are really struggling with that gave them those painful emotions or memories or beliefs, they can rewrite it, they can get that support, then you may find that that physical pain that you're having eases up. And so it's just fascinating how this is a piece of the puzzle that I have been trying to solve for myself for so long. And it would be interesting with clients too, when I'd be stuck on things and I'd be like, why are we so stuck on this? This person is doing all the things. They're doing all of the things that they need to do in order to heal from this. Why can we not break through? There's something that we are missing. And this was one of the big pieces of the puzzle that we were missing. So exiles is, they're fascinating. And you may have like four, six, eight, 10 more protectors protecting an exile. Firefighters will be there too. And it is fascinating once you take the time. When I started this, I wanted to plow in. But if you stop and take that time to get to know these protectors, get to understand why these protectors are there, and then go in and reach out to this exile, this painful emotion, memory, belief, and help support them through that, then quite often the protectors are open to having a different job. Instead of making you angry, they may do something completely different. They may have a different reaction to things. And it's really cool to see. And there is science behind it. I mean, part of me is like, it's kind of woo-hoo-ish, but there's actually science backing this up and how it does reframe neural pathways in you and those neural pathways that were triggering my gut. All right. So that is exiles. We've covered protectors, we've covered self, we've covered firefighters, we've covered exiles. We've covered a lot of the base foundations of IFS and how this is a big missing piece of the puzzle when it does come to stress. So next, we're going to start diving into, I think I have three more mini episodes in this series. The next one is going to be how protectors shape your stress response. And that is what we're going to dive into next. So I will see you there.